Body language. Get better at job interviews, flirting, and nonverbal communication. Written by John Adamson. Narrated by Rory Young. Chapter 1. The Basics of Nonverbal Communication or Body Language. Nonverbal communication has always fascinated humans. We have always wanted to comprehend the message behind the words. We have always wanted to know what people truly mean by a glance, a blush, or a gesture. Now we have realized not only that we can use body language to interpret other people's actions, but that we can also use it to give ourselves increased effectiveness in life. Now body language can actually help us prosper in life, as well as at the work floor and in our love lives. Humans have probably always understood intuitively that our nonverbal communication is just as crucial as our verbal communication. How many of us were told when young to stand straight, since our caretakers realized that would make us look more smart, appealing, or impressive? Now research has shown that if we alter the way we present ourselves to the world with friends, at work, and in love, we stand a much greater chance of success. Chapter 2. The Psychology of It. The studying of body language, the art of nonverbal communication, is potentially the most exciting and helpful development in personal psychology today. It adds an entire new dimension to what you can comprehend about people and an entire new set of possibilities regarding what you can achieve in the world. Human beings use many different channels of communication. Yet, in spite of thousands of years of human development, we have concerned only the verbal channels as essential, what we say and what we write. It's only throughout the last 40 years or so that we've realized that there's an entire channel, nonverbal communication, that is just as essential as words, because it gives us just as much, if not more, info about what people are thinking and feeling. Some estimates indicate that up to 93% of the information we receive about any situation comes nonverbally rather than verbally. So, when you chat with a friend, ask your boss for a raise, or set out to seduce, what you do might be up to 13 times as information-packed as what you say. Mind reading. Body language not only gives you additional info about other individuals and about yourself, it also gives you different info while people's words tell you only what they consciously want you to know. Their body language tells you an entire range of other things, much of which they might not know they're revealing or even understand themselves. Many people's standard personality, the role they're playing, the feelings they feel, the direction of their ideas, their relationships with others, not to mention what they truly think of you, body language communicates everything. And while individuals' words can hide a wide range of secrets, their nonverbal communication is far more difficult to fake. Similarly, obviously, your own nonverbal communication will, whether you like it or not, transmit info about yourself to others. And studies have revealed that what you say nonverbally is often much more influential than what you say verbally, not only as it bypasses the mindful mind of a listener and speaks directly to her or his subconscious, but also because people quite appropriately trust nonverbal messages more than they trust words. The bad news is that your nonverbal communication is making statements about you all of the time, and some of these may be things you are trying to hide. The good thing is that properly and genuinely used, body language can specify what you couldn't potentially say out loud in a way that really reaches other people. I'm competent. I really need your support. I like you. I really love you. Nonverbal communication isn't just about communication, though. What psychologists have realized over the past decade is that if you change your body language, you can actually change all kinds of things about your technique to life. You can, for instance, alter your mood before going to a celebration, produce a better feeling towards your partner, or feel more confident at work. And obviously, if your nonverbal communication truly moves, and you communicate in a different way with people around you, then they in turn will respond differently to you, so that the way you predict yourself to others